We've been talking about someone you met who was interesting. We are now going to discuss some more general questions related to this topic. First, let's consider age and meeting people. Where do young adults and teenagers usually meet their friends?
In my country, most young people tend to meet at nightclubs or places where other young people often go, like schools, university campuses and sports grounds, that sort of place. More and more young people have parties at their houses these days as well. Some of them may invite just a few friends over, while others may invite many.
How has the internet changed relationships between people?
A lot. As you probably know, social network services like Facebook and Instagram play a big part in young people's social lives. And I think for some young people, these services are the main way they communicate with their friends. This has changed the way people communicate in their relationships. People spend less time talking face to face and more time online chatting and messaging. This is probably not such a good development because meeting someone in the flesh rather than online is a much more, real experience, isn't it?
Do older people enjoy meeting new people as much as younger people do?
I don't think they do, no. I think they probably like it, but they don't think it is as important as young people do. As you get older, I think you tend to spend more time with family and your partner. There's less and less need for friends. Though, of course, having a few close friends is something people of all generations enjoy.
Let's move on now to talk about globalization and relationships. Increasing numbers of people today are forming relationships on social network sites. Why is this happening?
Mainly because it is what everyone just does these days. If you're not on Facebook, for example, you are kind of not part of modern society almost. People are also really attracted to the idea of having many friends. I mean, many people on Facebook have hundreds of friends. This can make you feel liked and important. But of course, the majority of your friends on social network services are not really friends, are they? I mean, you've probably never met most of them.
It is often said that we live in a global village. How true is this, really?
It seems to be becoming more and more true as time goes by. Because of increased travel, migration, and global business, more people from more countries are spending more time meeting and communicating with each other. You can see this in practically any city in the industrialized world now. There are people from all over the world living and working together, and mostly communicating in English, the global language, just like we are now.
Some people fear that globalization will result in societies becoming increasingly similar. Is this a positive or a negative development?
Well, the main advantage of globalization causing societies to become more and more similar is that there will be less and less ignorance and greater understanding between cultures. However, we should also be aware that each country has its own unique culture and customs. The world is interesting because we are all different, and we should respect each other. So there are both positive and negative sides to globalization. But I'm optimistic about it. I believe someday we can all live in peace as a kind of world community, while still keeping our own cultural identities.
Thank you. Our time is up now. That's the end of the speaking test.